International News.
During President Dijilema's visit, Kanyika raises alarm over lack of regulation in Zambia's pharmacy sector. Former French President Sarkozy released from prison after 3 weeks.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukula Ngoma Mwape. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has disclosed that more than 13 people have been arrested in connection with the riotous behavior that occurred on Saturday in Chingola District on the Copper Belt. The incident took place when President Alainde Hichilema was forced to cut short his address to marketeers at Chio Impala grounds after some agitated residents began throwing stones during his speech. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mwimbo said that the suspects will be charged with, in accordance rather, with the law, adding that Zambia Police Service and other security wings will take decisive action against those involved. He condemned the incident as unacceptable, warning that government will not tolerate any acts of lawlessness that threaten public safety. Mr. Mwimbo further revealed that security assessments indicate that the riotous behavior may have been orchestrated by unknown individuals whose motives are still under investigation. He commended the President Alainde Hichilema for exercising restraint by directing security personnel not to open fire on the unruly crowd despite the provocation.
That so far, we have in custody more than 13 individuals who we suspect were involved in the rioting and that's on in Chingola. These individuals will be charged with the requisite laws pertaining to the act.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Government Chief Whip Stafford Mulusa has warned that any attacks on President Akinde Ichiema will not be tolerated, cautioning that the head of state's tolerance and commitment to peace should not be mistaken for weakness. Addressing the press this afternoon, Mr. Mulusa also urged all political leaders, including members of the clergy, to take responsibility for safeguarding the country's peace and stability.
Leaders should demonstrate responsibility by refraining from inciting violence, as their words and actions have significant, far-reaching consequences for a country's stability, social cohesion, and the well-being of its citizens. We therefore urge all political leaders, including the clergy, that their primary responsibility is to ensure the safety and security of all citizens. Inciting violence directly threatens national stability, can lead to civil unrest, and can result in physical harm, injuries, and loss of life. Lastly, we would also want to remind Zambians that in a democratic society, the right to express dissent must be exercised peacefully.
Prominent lawyer and former Eastern Province Minister Makhubi Zulu has officially joined the race for the Patriotic Front PF presidency, pledging to promote freedom, equality and economic empowerment for all Zambians. Mr. Zulu filed his nomination papers and paid the 200,000 kwacha fee at the PF Secretariat in Lusaka, accompanied by hundreds of enthusiastic supporters who gathered at the party headquarters on Panganani and the Lumumba roads. The atmosphere was filled with excitement as supporters cheered his arrival, expressing confidence in his leadership aspirations. After submitting his credentials to the Acting Secretary General Brenda Nyirenda, MP, Mr. Zulu outlined his vision for a Zambia where citizens enjoy greater freedom of expression, equitable access to opportunities, and increased control over the nation's natural resources. He emphasized the importance of reducing dependency on foreign interests and promoting Zambian-owned businesses and industries as a path towards sustainable national growth. Mr. Zulu reaffirmed his commitment to unity and inclusivity, stating that his leadership would focus on fairness, national cohesion, and the empowerment of ordinary citizens over privilege and divisions.
Tieni tikwilizane. Mapati zionze ya opposition in Zambia, kenti kazi gani za chintu chimono, to develop Zambia, to unite Zambia. Nikumbuka mumiti mkati na kuwete. A professor kwa naita mazina ya board. So wena mwezo kamba, kumanja uwe wanumu mafaka wa UPND. A president is ya sabarumi. Qualified team. Simon too. That is what we have to cultivate. What is because then we want to do, we are all equal. Yeah.
Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has expressed serious concern over the lack of effective regulation in Zambia's pharmacy sector, warning that the situation poses significant risks to public health. Mr. Kanyika said many pharmacies across the country are operating without proper oversight, enabling them to ignore standard pharmaceutical practices and safety protocols. He described the situation as dire and in need of urgent intervention from relevant authorities to safeguard public health. Mr. Kanyika emphasized that strict regulation is essential to ensure pharmacies adhere to standards that prioritize patient safety and professional integrity. He warned that in the absence of proper monitoring, some pharmacies engage in selling substandard medicines, incorrect dispensing, and maintaining poor hygiene standards. Mr. Kanyika has since urged the government to strengthen regulatory frameworks to curb the malpractice and restore public confidence in the sector.
No, they are doing poor. They are doing very poor. Very poor. And I think the regulator needs to improve in the way it's handling the issues of maintaining pharmacies, get up shops and the health shops. Okay. We are risking our young people, and it's very dangerous for a country to move in that situation. We are doing very, very poor, and it's not impossible.
Lawyer Kennedy Mambwe says that former Rod Member of Parliament, Chishimba Kambwelisa, has improved it.